G6IT, M7NNW returning. Yes, I recognise some of the names, the brand names of those sort of things. Yeah, no, absolutely, because it's the good quality makes those, you know, very good. And, yeah, with styluses, now there's two different ones, I think. I mean, there could be more. Is it moving magnet and moving coil styluses for record players? Do you know what the difference is between those two? Back to you.
G6IT, well, it's a pretty short one. Again, there's a bit more to it than that, but basically, again, one has a lot more gain than the other, that's for sure. The ones that was the pretty standard was the Concord styluses. When scratching came in, and, you know, like reverse platter work and what have you, everybody was using the Concord. I think they still, even today, probably the paramount stylus of all, Shure used to try and make them, but it used to jump out of the grooves if people were scratching or reverse, you know, sending the platter in reverse, it'd jump out, whereas the Concords didn't. But they were quite heavy on vinyl, so you used to wear it away quite quickly. But no, basically it was just the gain of it, you know, one of them's a bit more higher gain. And a lot of DJs, they don't care what it sounds like, they just want it louder. Back to you, G6IT.